Hi, Abraham. Life is good, and I have a few observations I want clarity on today. My first one is I've noticed a lot of philanthropy going on in our media, and our celebrities are attracted to remote areas of the world. And as I was observing this, I noticed that these children might be here to represent contrast for the rest of us, or are they here because that's where they are on the emotional scale? I would like your insight to this because I feel like strictly like I'm an observer to this, and I would like to hear what you have to say.
The most important thing, we're going to lay out a little basis here for you so that you can really hear this. It's a wonderful question.
Okay.
Everything that everyone is living is a vibrational match to what they're offering, no exceptions. Mm-hmm. So that sounds like they're living what they're living because that's where they are on the vibrational scale. Mm-hmm. But where it gets a little tricky is you have to understand that everyone has their own emotional scale. Everyone has their own river. Everyone is being called toward their own vibrational escrow. Mm-hmm. So what may appear to be a upstream life for you to observe. Let's say they're living in an underdeveloped country and there's poverty surrounding them and unpleasantries of all things that you would not choose. While from where you stand in your lifestyle, all of that looks really upstream to you, it could be very downstream to them. Now, let's take that a little further. Let's take this upstream, downstream thing even more fully. Think about you as source energy making the decision to come forth into this time-space reality. We want to say to you that no matter what place you are coming into from your source energy point of view, it all appears downstream. From your source energy vantage point, you see opportunity in all of the contrast. You see life expansion in all of the contrast. You see new ideas born out of it. In other words, when you know that you are worthy and you know that you are a creator, you're not nitpicking over the details of where you were born because you're looking for life and the potential of joy, not a comfortably feathered nest. Esther teases and says, I'm sure I didn't get to choose where I was to be born or I would have been born in Malibu. The weather is really nice there and nothing else measures up to it as far as Esther can see. Mm-hmm. And we want you to understand that you were choosing from this broad platform of understanding who you really are. And you want opportunities to have new ideas explode within you. So when you understand that from a non-physical vantage point, you might very well be exhilarated about a very contrasting experience because you want to hit the ground running. You know that the contrast will cause a lot of preferences to be born in this body from this point of view early on in your life and get you off and running really fast. And as a powerful creator, you would much rather be on a fast-moving river where you are managing your position in the river than you would in a stagnant pond where nothing is going on. That's just how you feel as source energy. So then, now let's get back to your question. So you're questioning how celebrities or whoever mm-hmm. is putting money into improving the lifestyle of people, and are they maybe stepping on the creative toes of those people? Maybe they chose that environment because that was the environment that they were looking for. And we want you to understand that no matter, even the money that the celebrity is contributing is being summoned by the vibrational escrow of those people who are living there. Mm-hmm. In other words, you just don't need to worry about it. A celebrity could give all of the money in the world to an environment or to an individual, and unless that community or individual is vibrationally up to speed with what is being given, they won't be able to receive it anyway. Haven't you noticed that? Isn't that what's wrong with so many of your welfare systems? Your welfare systems are getting completely out of balance because your communities are not contributing willingly. It is being taken from them and reapplied. And so there is a resentment going on so that the people who are having the money taken from them are getting more and more out of alignment with abundance. The people that are having it given to them are out of alignment with it because in many cases, they're not asking, it's being given, or they get into that mode where they're expecting that things will be made better for them in terms of action while they're tending to their vibrations, not at all. We want you to say that it really doesn't matter what anybody does, and you really can't accurately evaluate the value of what anybody else is doing. Mm-hmm. You can only know the appropriateness of what you are doing by the way it feels to you. And here's the last piece of this. You said, I'm an observer in all of this. Mm-hmm. Anything that you are observing, it is your work, if you are going to observe it, to work it around in a way that you are feeling appreciation for what you are observing. Otherwise, it will be counterproductive to you. We say, make peace with it. You can't keep your gaze on something that you oppose without splitting your own energy. You just can't do it.